weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Yeah, here we are. Another edition. Kyle Bailey with Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Great to have you in here this morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. It's great to be here. And today we're digging into the newest market action report for Douglas County. So this report gives us the most complete snapshot of local housing activity, and November's numbers tell an important story about where our market is headed.
So for people listening who might not follow these reports closely, what stands out for this month?
Yeah, so a couple of things stand out. This market action report gives us the month-over-month and year-over-year comparisons, and what we're seeing across Douglas County is a steady, healthy market even as we transition into the slower winter season. So here are some of those highlights.
All right, looks like you have several.
Yeah, so number one, new listings are down month over month. So November saw 117 new listings, which is down about 20.4% from October. And that's fairly normal for this time of year as sellers pause for the holidays.
Number two,
pending sales slowed slightly. So pending sales dipped 22.7% from October. Again, that's very typical for November, especially with Veterans Day and Thanksgiving travel.
And number three.
So closed sales remained steady. So we actually saw a slight increase in closings from October with 100 closed sales in November. So that's a good sign of strong buyer follow through and activity.
All right, number four.
Number four, inventory is holding stable. So inventory ticked down to 5.5 months. And that 5.5 months means that if every house that is on the market today in Douglas County sold, it would take 5.5 months to sell everything that's on the market today. So that number still puts us in a balanced market. It's not a buyer's market. It's not a seller's market.
Interesting. What about number five?
So number five, prices are steady year over year. So the average sales price is up slightly, like 0.1% compared to last year. And the median sales price is also up 0.6%. So that shows continued stability without rapid inflation.
So kind of summing it up, then it's slower seasonal activity, but prices holding and buyers still closing, huh?
Exactly. So this is one of the best times for serious buyers to shop because competition's lower. There's not as many other buyers that you're competing with. And sellers who list during the holidays, they're serious about selling. They want to get their house sold.
All right, good information. Let's take a look at the newest listings your team and other offices have brought to the market this week.
Yeah, so we've got a great mix of new homes hitting the market across Douglas County. So here's a few standouts from this week's inventory. So here in Roseburg, 1592 Northeast Rocky Drive in Roseburg, this house is offered for sale at $429,000. It's listed with Pearl Heaton at eXp Realty. This is a nice three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home. It's in that Rocky Ridge neighborhood. The home has a bonus room, granite kitchen, cozy gas fireplace. It's got a primary suite. The nice thing about this Rocky Ridge neighborhood is that it does have access to a community park, and there's access to walking trails. So someone's looking for a quick possession and closing, this could be it.
And you've got great views up there as well.
Absolutely.
All right, what's next?
Yeah, so 650 Southridge Way in Roseburg. This is listed at $870,000, listed with Christina Esterbrook at J-Man Realty. I actually had the opportunity to show this house a couple days ago, and it's one of my favorite houses. I've had it listed a couple of times, sold it a couple times. So I love it. It's in that Winchester Ridge gated community. This is luxury living on 2.52 private acres, a gated community. It's got four bedrooms, three baths. This is a very custom-built home. It's got a gourmet kitchen, multiple outdoor living spaces with pavers and a lot of stamped concrete, gas fireplaces inside and outside. And it's very private, sweeping city and valley views. And it also has a detached, oversized second garage.
Yeah, it's a cool neighborhood out there. What about maybe in South County?
Yeah, so check this one out. $120,000, and it also includes the land. So 210 Adams Street in Myrtle Creek, $120,000. This is listed with my listing partner, Jeannie Hackey at Keller Williams. This is a very affordable two-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath manufactured home. Perfect for first-time buyer, maybe an investor, does have a fenced yard, has RV parking, and it's got room for future improvements. It's being sold as is. You could have some equity potential with this one.
And one more in Myrtle Creek.
Myrtle Creek, 331 Northeast Laurel Avenue, Myrtle Creek, $265,000. Deidre Joven, my listing partner at Keller Williams and the Mary Gilbert Group, just listed this one. This house is on a corner lot. It's got the original wood floors. It's got tongue and groove ceilings, newer carpet, fresh paint. It's got an updated electrical panel, so that's important to know. Fence yard, RV parking, and it does have a covered patio.
Wow, some great properties there, really every price point, every lifestyle, and you have another one.
I do. This one just came on. I think it's important to know that we're having a couple open houses at this one today. 260 Ford Avenue in Winston, Oregon. Deidre Joven also got this one on the market. $289,900. So this is a three-bedroom, one-bath, almost 1,200 square feet, 0.14 of an acre. Brand new on the market. It's had some fresh updates. Double-pane windows. It's got a ductless system for heating and cooling. Definitely come check this out. It's going to be on the on an open house today for 4 hours.
All right. And that one just hit, right?
Just hit yesterday afternoon.
All right. There you go. Breaking real estate news right here on the radio.
Yeah.
So what about the market snapshot for the week before we talk about more open houses?
Yeah. Weekly market snapshot. So here's what we've got compared to last week. We had 42 new listings in the last 7 days. That's up slightly from 40 in the prior week. 33 price changes, down from 42. 20 pending sales, down from 28. 21 homes sold. That's down from 34 in the prior week. 26 expired listings. Of course, that's up because, you know, most listings expire at the end of the month. So this week reflects a typical early December slowdown, fewer buyers writing offers and more listings expiring as sellers reassess their holiday strategy. But new listings are holding steady and buyers have some fresh options entering the winter season.
All right. Back to open houses. What's ahead?
Back to open houses. So 260 Ford Avenue in Winston. This is going to be open from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. today. Chris Woodruff will be hosting the first session. I have the second session, but this is that three-bedroom, one-bath new listing that just came on for $289,900. It's 260 Southwest Ford Avenue. And then if you head out to Sutherland, we've got a couple open houses up there starting at 10 a.m. 281 Heavenly Court. This is a very well-maintained manufactured home on 0.19 of an acre with a garage, $335,000. It starts at 10 a.m., and it looks like it's going to be going on until 4 p.m. today. Different agents will be hosting that, so stop by that one.
All right, what else do we have?
And then back in Sutherland, 409 State Street, also open 12 to 2, $395,000. This house was built in 2016, so you got nearly new construction, under $400,000. Great one to check out.
And we have more?
Yes. Heading back towards Winston, 109 Citation Court. This is a brand new construction, almost 1,800 square feet, $469,900. This is open from 12 to 2. And if you're out Happy Valley direction, $860,000. For 4321 Happy Valley Road, this house is amazing. It's got two shops, a house with solar, and a greenhouse. Everything
wow.
to check out. And I'll be there from 2:30 to 4:30.
And is there any more?
That is it.
Wow. So a lot to consider. If people want to check out an open house, you've just given the information. If people want to get connected with your firm in general, what do they do?
Yeah, we definitely love to help out, and you can give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stephen Street in Roseburg or visit us online anytime at marygilbert.com.
All right, and of course, you know what people should do if they come out to any of these open houses this weekend is bring an umbrella.
Bring an umbrella, bring your shoes or mud boots, maybe take your shoes off if you're coming into some of these houses.
All right, that wraps up the program. It's 9 o'clock.